Okay, now let's see. Looks like we got a couple, 3 minutes before the so-called top of the hour. Walt, calling us from Bellevue. Hi, Walt.
Hi, Doctor. I'm one of your patients, you and Dr. Persa.
Okay.
Reason for calling is over the past 8 months, a couple of blood tests have shown my A1C creeping up from 5.9 to 6 to 6.8.
Oops.
And based on the charts, that sort of correlates with a non-fasting blood sugar around the 140s. I am and have increased my intake of berberine and metformin that I have for supplements. Any suggestions what else to try or to look at? Try and also to modify the diet to minimize more of the carbohydrates too, which are probably not helping things.
No, they're not, sir, and you're quite right. The diet always comes first before supplements, and the best two diets for this situation, and sometimes people combine them, but that's fine too, are the paleo diet and the keto type diets. Keto diets do have more fat in them and sometimes aren't as palatable, but those two, the paleo and the keto, are the ones to stick to. Next, are you doing any particular type of on-purpose exercise, sir? And then we'll get to the supplements.
Sort of minimal exercise because I run out of air. As you may know, I'm under treatment for a particular nasty variety of anemia,
Okay,
which
sir,
tends to.
if you'd hold on, we'll get back to you after the top of the hour. Radio is pretty strict about that, and you can hear the music. So don't go away. We'll let you continue after the top of the hour. Hi, Walt, you still with us?
I'm here, doctor.
Okay, I was asking you about exercise. You were telling me you're not able to do very much. Can you do any at all?
Yeah, walking and some moderate weightlifting.
Okay, well, I don't know if you can implement this. You'd need to check with someone, I'm sure. But the very best exercise for helping to re-regulate blood sugar is called interval training. It's where one exercises as hard as one can, but only for as long as they can stand it. And then they just stop and recover. It takes 5, 10 minutes to recover. And then you do it again. And many of us can only do 2 or 3 minutes. And then I got to recover. But it's the minutes of exercising. We need 12 of those minutes 3 times a week in order to get the job done. And I'm not kidding. There's actual research on this helping to reverse type 2 diabetes. So the diet and the exercise, if it's possible, do come first. And right after that, well, I guess this wasn't a coincidence, but you just heard that advertisement about that stuff called blood sugar improvement formula. It's a multiple formula. And all of the things such as chromium, such as biotin, and a few other ingredients that are especially helpful for blood sugar control are in much higher quantities, but safe quantities in that particular formula. So if you haven't considered that, you might think about adding that one as your multiple. And yes, anything else that your doctor says you should be doing, you should think about too.
I'm due a visit to the dispensary next week, so I'll pick up a supply of the sugar controller.
Okay, sir. And then try the paleo diet. That is, many people tell me that the keto diet, yes, it's very, very good to stick with if you got cancer, particularly, but they say it's got a little bit too much fat for them and they prefer the paleo diet. And sticking to that one pretty strictly, I've seen some people, once again, here we go with engineers, but they do keep records. I've seen some people do very well just by that diet and a little bit of exercise, and that's that.
Well, I enjoy our fats. I'm a cheeseburger fan from way back.
Well, there you go, sir. So take a look at that ketogenic diet, too. It does work against not only to help help fade away, but also to prevent cancers.
Thanks for your time, Doctor.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling, and thanks for your patience.